I'm now joined with Diarmaid Depar, Deputy General Secretary of ASTI, to discuss additional measures announced by government to help alleviate the enormous pressure that schools are experiencing in sourcing substitute teachers. Good morning, Diarmaid. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning.
Diarmaid, first of all, Minister Norma Foley had announced a number of initiatives to address the problem in sourcing substitute teachers, some of which, in fact, are positive and working. And just for the sake of our listeners, if you don't mind, just to tell us about the positive ones.
She's done quite a few things. Among the things she's done is she's made it easier for teachers who are retired to come back and do substitute work in schools because it had a big effect on their pensions, and she's removed some of the barriers there. She's allowing teachers who are on secondment to Department of Education support services and other services such as that to come back to schools to substitute. There were arrangements of over the last year or two for job sharing teachers and those on career break to come back and do some. Previously, they would have been barred from coming back and doing substitute work, and they're being allowed to do it. And all these are very welcome, but they're only part of what has to be done, because there is a real crisis in substitute teachers in Ireland, which has obviously been exacerbated by the pandemic, but existed before it, because there is a crisis in teacher supply now, and there are various reasons for that, which I'm happy to go into.
Okay, and ASTI have been calling for these measures for quite some time.
We have, and there were further measures then put in place which allow teachers who are already working in schools, who were doing substitution as part of their work or who were not, and they were barred from doing extra work for extra pay, but that has been removed. So they can do up to 35 hours between now and the end of February, and that is a very welcome measure on the surface of it. But the real problem then is that they have continued with an unequal pay scale for teachers who are doing this. So therefore, if I'm a substitute teacher who joined after 2010 or 11, I would be paid less for this substitute work than a teacher who joined prior to that. This is an exacerbation of an already long-running sore on education, where newer teachers are discriminated against in terms of pay. And it is actually quite shocking that the minister would continue this practice in a measure that is a desperate measure to try and alleviate the crisis in substitution, that she would consider to turn around to the newer teachers and say, you are worth less than your colleagues who have been there for longer. And we are extremely angry, but extremely shocked that she would not use this opportunity to at least a relatively small amount of money for these teachers to say, we will treat you the same way as your colleagues.
Okay, may I ask you, if you don't mind, to briefly explain the history behind the two pay scales post-2010 and pre-2011, and how this system has created such a significant divide in pay between them?
Well, this was an emergency measure that was taken during the financial crisis. The government unilaterally, by the way, because some people say that the unions agreed to it, they did not. The government cut the pay of new entrants to the public service, and they also cut a lot of allowances. This had a bigger impact on teaching than on practically any other sector in the public service, because of the increasing numbers of students in schools. There were teachers being recruited, whereas there were very few other public servants being recruited. So these teachers were earning less than their colleagues. There have been some measures to roll back that, but they have been very incomplete. There's a particular issue in second level where they haven't restored what used to be the HDIP, the educational qualification, which there is an allowance for which all teachers used to get. But teachers post 2011 do not get this and are therefore behind their colleagues in pay. And there were also cuts in pay and when they entered the pay scale. We have been trying over several years to address this. We have been demanding that this is our top priority, that all our members and all teachers should be paid on the same basis. There should not be inequality in the pay scale. So as I say, it is quite shocking then that where there's this opportunity to at least for this small amount of extra money to say, well, look, we're going to treat you the same. We really do not understand why the minister has decided not to break with this invidious practice, but to continue this pay discrimination and basically say to our younger teachers, you're worth less than your colleagues. And these teachers have already been suffering the ill effects of these arrangements, and this is adding insult to injury, and it's not acceptable.
Okay, so basically under this scheme, a teacher on post-2010 pay scale would earn roughly 20% less than others on the pre-2011 scale.
That now, this payment will be based on what's called your personal rate. So obviously the teachers who are higher up the scale and who have moved further up the scale would be earning more anyway. But even if you take that out of the, you know, that factor out, because there will be some teachers on exactly the same point on the pay scale who, for one reason or another, might have done come in under the pre-2011 pay scale by doing a few hours earlier. Those ones would be earning 20% more than their colleagues who happen to be officially joined the pay scale post-2011. As I say, what it is doing is there is already inequality among the pre-2011 and the post-2011 teachers, and this has exacerbated this. And the financial crisis is not with us at the moment. This is the government finding money that they need to put into schools to keep schools going, because there are more teachers sick than normal, understandably, because of COVID and because of other issues. And there is a huge problem for school leaders and principals in finding substitute teachers, because they are just not there. This is a way of releasing up some hours and finding some extra teaching hours to keep schools open. And rather than treat people fairly, and to be fair, teachers, like other frontline workers, have delivered during the pandemic. We have argued about various issues with the government, but we have always maintained, and we have always done our best to keep schools open, and we've done that. And teachers have gone into work with the fear of COVID there all the time, but they have realised how important it is to keep the schools open. They've done that, and this is a kick in the teeth for our younger and our newer teachers. Rather than a reward for rewarding them for the great work they've done during the pandemic, they are again saying to them that you are worth less. And I can't understand why the minister has done this. And it's not too late. And please, could she look at it, and her and her government colleagues look at this and realise that this is unjust, it is wrong, and it should not continue.
So could any teacher on the lower pay scale ever get onto the higher pay scale at any time in their future career?
The answer at the moment is no. I mean, it is up to us, I suppose, and up to the government to continue to discuss this and to continue to address the problem. As I say, it has been partially addressed. It is not as bad as it was, but at the moment, there is still this big gap. As I say, the biggest gap in second level is to do with the allowance for your HDIP or your PGDE. And if that was bridged, if that allowance was given to the post-2011 teachers, that would go a long way towards redressing the imbalance that is there. And it is our policy to continue to call for a restitution of the pre-2010 pay scale for all teachers, including allowances. And whether that's, we don't care whether that's called an allowance again or whether it's just subsumed into the pay scale for those teachers, but we do care that those teachers should not be treated in a lesser way. And this is part, by the way, of the reason why there is a crisis in teacher supply, because it's not very attractive to join a profession that says, by the way, we regard you with less value than we do of colleagues of yours who joined a few years ago. And I mean, we can show instances of teachers who were in the same class in college, but one decided, you know what, I'm going to do a master's and upskill, or I'm going to take a year out to see a bit of the world, or go to France because I'm going to teach French and I want my French to be better. But then I come back a year later and end up on a different pay scale or on a different pension. And so you're punished for actually trying to improve your ability and your knowledge as a teacher. And until these issues are addressed, teaching will continue to become a less attractive profession than it has been. And we need to make teaching an attractive profession. The OECD, who are not exactly a left-wing group, the OECD constantly say that it is very important that the conditions and the pay for teachers must be good enough to attract the best and the brightest. We've succeeded in doing that in Ireland for many years, but if we continue with an unequal pay scale and to treat our newer teachers in this shameful way, then we are going to have problems attracting the best and the brightest into teaching, and we need those people there to give our children the best education that they can possibly have.
Okay. As you mentioned earlier, ASTI have been calling on the Department of Education to address this whole issue of unequal pay. What kind of response have you had from government?
Well, from the Department of Education, they will kind of say it's nothing to do with us, and refer us to the Department of Public Expenditure and Reform, who are the ones who, I suppose, control the budgets. Government have occasionally said, oh yes, this is wrong, but they've actually haven't done anything to address it. Well, they've done, as I said, they've done some small things to address it, but they won't take the final steps. They just seem to, and as I said, these measures were taken during an emergency. They were wrong at the time. Discrimination is not the way to solve financial problems by treating some people worse than others. But we've been told many times the financial emergency is over. Money is being found, quite rightly, for a lot of issues during the pandemic, which didn't seem to be there before. We're assured that what borrowing and whatever is happening during the pandemic is all right because the economy is fundamentally sound. Well, if that is the case, why are we continuing with discriminatory practices, which is what the government continue to do? That we get sort of some sort of mealy mouth sometimes, oh yes, we think this is terrible, but actually we're not going to do anything about it. And that's simply, as I said, not good enough.
Right, so we'll leave it there for today. Unless, of course, anything else you'd like to mention?
No, I'm happy with that. As I said, I just supposed to say finally and reiterate the fact that we must make teaching an attractive profession so that there will be plenty of teachers available to teach our children into the future. Education is so important for our future, not just for the economy, but also for the well-being of students and our future generations. All the evidence suggests that people who are well-educated, they do better in jobs, they fare better, they're happier. And it's very important that we continue to invest in education far more than we do. At the moment, Ireland, when there are surveys done by the OECD every year, Ireland comes at the bottom of investment in second level education of all the OECD countries. And for a relatively wealthy country, that is disgraceful. And we need to address this, and we need to address it now.
Dermot, thanks again for joining us. It was great talking with you, and all the very best. Do take care.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Now, that was Dermot Depar, Deputy General Secretary of ASTI, talking about the issue of unequal pay for secondary school teachers and the additional measures announced by government to address the issue of sourcing substitute teachers.